Our lessons on Sunday morning, we've been going through reasons to be a Christian. And in our first lesson, we talked about wanting to be a Christian because we love God. In our second lesson, we talked about wanting to be a Christian because we want to go to heaven. In the third, to be a Christian because we do not want to go to hell. And in this lesson, I want to take maybe a little bit different track. This morning, I want to be a Christian because I want to be strong. Perhaps all of us want to be strong. When our worlds are falling apart, when things are extremely difficult, when we lose those things which we depend upon, we want to have the confidence to be strong. I don't know about you, but sometimes I think, and just try to imagine, if something happened to me that was just totally devastating, how would I react? If the doctor called me up and said, Alan, you have cancer, it's some sort of cancer we don't know much about, there's really not anything we can do about it, you may have 6 months if you're lucky, you may even have a year, what would be my reaction? There was a mother who lost her husband. She had two young children, had no means of support. She was a stay-at-home mom. And her whole life had fallen apart. She wanted to be strong not only for herself, but for her children. She did not know what to do. She did not know where to turn. She thought to herself, there had to be something in the world that could make me strong to be able to bear up under such difficult times. So that I would not just fall apart and be incapacitated and not be able to take care of my children, so that I could be strong for my children. This morning I want to tell you the secret of strength. As Trevor already read for us this morning, the Apostle Paul in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 12 says that he learned the secret. I want you to underscore the word secret, because this is a secret. It's not something we learn just going through the world and getting up in the mornings and going to work and doing the things that we just normally do as people that live from day to day. It is a secret to all of the people who do not have Jesus Christ, because the secret is Jesus Christ. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. The Apostle Paul says, I can do all things through Him. The hymn there, Jesus Christ, as is noted in the King James, who strengthens me. I want to be a Christian because I want to be strong. Now, what does the Apostle Paul mean in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. First of all, I want to look at the two words can do. I can do. This means to be strong and to have power. The Christian attitude is that of I can do it. It is a can do attitude. You know, it seems to me that there are two different types of people in the world. As I relate with people and even those who are in the church. And we want to take on a project and we want to do something, and there's two types of folks. There are one group of people who can think of all of the reasons why we cannot do it and all of the obstacles that we're going to be faced with and all of the reasons why we are going to fail. And those folks are steeped so deeply in negativity, they can hardly do anything. And there's another group of folks. And they are the can-do folks. Yes, they understand that there are going to be obstacles. Yes, they understand there are going to be difficulties. Yes, they understand there is a chance of failure. But their attitude is, we can do it. As I was doing research for this lesson, I wanted to try to find an illustration to show to us the human spirit, even apart from Christ, the human spirit of we can do it. Senator McCain tells a story of a fellow prisoner in Vietnam, a POW. And the name of this prisoner was Lieutenant Commander Mike Christian. And John McCain and others who had been kept rather in pretty much in isolation near the end of the Vietnam War were grouped together in groups of 30 to 40 prisoners. And they were allowed certain liberties that they had not been allowed up to this point. And one thing was to receive some packages and communication from loved ones. And so as time went on, Mike Christian decided to get some material from things sent to them and to take a piece of bamboo and make a needle and inside of his shirt to make an American flag. And so he makes this American flag. Every night when it was time to go to bed, he would take off his shirt, he would put it up on the wall, and these men would stand up and say the Pledge of Allegiance. One night, one of the Vietnamese guards came in as they were saying the Pledge of Allegiance, the Pledge of Allegiance, and took Mike Christian and beat him for all that they could beat him. And they threw him back into the cell, bloody. They could hardly recognize this man because he had been beaten so badly. Well, it came time to go to bed again, and they were going to go to sleep on their concrete slab. And John McCain looks over and sees his fellow POW, who had just been beaten within an inch of his life, and he was gathering up pieces of thread to make another American flag. Now that is one with a can-do attitude. That yes, they can beat me, yes, they can do whatever they want to do to me, and yet I can do it. It's an attitude. I can attitude. Turn your Bibles with me to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 18. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 18. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, the Greek word translated can do is a verb. And in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 18, I want us to look at a noun form of this verb, isku. Ephesians chapter 1 and beginning in verse 18. Paul says, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened so that you will know what is the hope of His calling, what are the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, and what is the surpassing greatness of His power toward us who believe. These are in accordance with the working of the strength of His, now this is God, His might. Now this is the noun I'm talking about. It is the verb form that appears in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13, I can do. Now the message this morning is we can do whatever the Lord would have us to do because of God's might that works in our life and in the lives of all those who are here and as us as a church. You see, we do not rely upon our own power. We do not have to rely on our mere human strength and all of our frailties, but we rely upon God. I have the strength in my life to be the person God wants me to be. Even as my life falls apart, even if I am a single mom and my husband dies and I have two young children and I have no job and I do not know what I'm going to do, I have the power and the strength of in my life because God gives it to me. Roe Reeves asked me to go see a young man who does not go to church here but is a Christian who has cancer. He's had cancer for 3 years. It's a rare form of cancer. The doctors can't really do anything about it. He's on chemotherapy. His wife had worked to put him through college. Now he's got cancer. He can't work to put her through college. She's going to college while he has cancer and can't work. And Roe asked me to go see this person. I call him up on the phone. And I asked him, I said, One of the members at church asked me to come and see you, wants to see if there's anything we can do for you. Understand you're a Christian and where you go to church and all of these things. I said, what's going on? He tells me what's going on. I got off the phone and I told Beth, I said, this fella has a great attitude. I admired the attitude of one who had cancer on chemotherapy, could not work. Wife was in college because she now had to support the family, and he had a great attitude. Why is it we as Christians can have this great attitude? Is it because of ourselves? Is it because of just our own physical and our mental whatever, and we're just like everyone else in the world? No, that's not it. As Trevor already read this morning, we have the peace that surpasses all understanding. All understanding. What do you mean all understanding? I can't understand it as a Christian. No, you can understand it as a Christian. The people who aren't Christians can't understand it. How you can have cancer and no job, and your wife has no job, and she's got to pay the bills to go to school, and you've got young children, and how can you have a positive attitude? People in the world can't understand it. But we as Christians can understand it. Because we do not rely upon our own power, we rely upon the power of God. Turn your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10. Again, here is this, here is the verb form, as we saw also in Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. Ephesians 6:10, finally be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might. We are strong in the Lord to face all of the adversities we must face and to do the things we need to do. And we've been talking about those things as a church, haven't we? As I came in and talked to you about coming here, everyone was talking about the things we want to do. Now let me give you a little programming note. We've got the lesson tonight. I'm going next Sunday. The next Sunday we're going to start talking about those things we want to do as a church. Now there's going to be a test for you as individuals and you as a church. You told me we want to do these things. We already see the changes happening. Now we're going to see if we have more changes occurring to be that church we want to be. Now we're going to need strength. And we do not rely upon ourselves, we do not rely upon our human frailties, but we rely upon God to do those things, to have the strength to do those things. As Christians, we are can-do people. And that's the attitude we've got here. And now we're going to get the test. Are we going to continue to be can-do people? I know that we are. I'm confident of that we are. Now in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13, Paul says, all things. I can do all things. He doesn't exclude anything there. As individuals, I want you to think about the things you want to do. I want you to think about the things you see in your life. Perhaps you know that you need to change. Perhaps you know that you need to progress. Perhaps you know you need to be stronger. Perhaps they're just the goals and objectives you have for your life. I want you to think about those. And I want you to think about some of the things we've been talking about as a church. And I want to remind you of some of the things we've talked about in our Wednesday night class that the Apostle Paul learned that he could do. And this is 2 Corinthians 11, beginning in verse 23. 2 Corinthians 11, verse 23. He talks about the labors that he was in, the imprisonments that he was in, beaten times without number. And yet Paul could have an excellent attitude, a can-do attitude. His attitude was, they come in, they beat me again, I can do it. I can get through it, I can survive it, it's going to hurt, I'm not going to like it, but I'm still going to get up and I'm going to have a positive attitude and I'm going to go out and do what the Lord wants me to do. Can-do attitude. Five times I received from the Jews 39 lashes. Now this was a scourging. And you remember about a scourging from all of your previous studies. And this was just not a beating. This was just not like a whipping as we may think about that. One of the things with Saddam Hussein in Iraq and some of the pictures that have come back from that, it really gave me an education. One Saturday morning some months ago, I was sitting watching Fox News, as I usually like to do on Saturday morning if I can. And I saw some pictures of some Iraqis beating, some Iraqis in the military beating other military people that hadn't done what they were supposed to do. And I saw some of them tied to a post, and they just had a whip, and they were just whipping and whipping and whipping and whipping and whipping and whipping. And some guys would stand there and take it. Other guys would try to run away from it, just going around the pole like crazy trying to get away from it. I saw another thing, and they would bring some guys up, and their shoes would be off, and they would tie their feet to this pole, and two guys would put the pole up, and another guy with a stick would just beat the bottom of his feet and just beat them and beat them and beat them and beat them. It got to the point where I couldn't stand it anymore. First time I ever turned off Fox News. I couldn't stand it anymore. And that does not begin to get to the severity of a scourging. And Paul says, I was scourged five times. And yet he says, I can do all things. I've learned the secret to it. The secret is Jesus Christ. You want to pull the clothes off my back and you want to scourge me? Well, I'm not going to like it. I'm not going to enjoy it. But I know I can do. I'll get through it. And I'll be all right. And I'll continue doing what the Lord wants me to do. He says that he was in danger of death. He says that he was beaten with rods, that he was stoned. And you think about Stephen in Acts chapter 7. Have you ever just sort of played these things out in your mind, what it would be like? Have you ever imagined what it would be like to be beaten with rods? Or to be standing there or laying down somewhere and just have people throwing stones at you till you died? Well, that's a hard way to die. And Paul is saying, look, this is what I've dealt with, and I've learned that no matter what, I can do it. And you compare that. I asked you to think about the things in your life. I asked you to think about the things here as a church. The things that we want to do, the things we need to do, are nothing compared to what Paul endured. And we need to learn the secret. The secret is Jesus Christ and the power of God that works in our life, and have a can-do attitude. There is no doubt in my mind. I'm going to tell you this right now. There's no doubt in my mind. The things that we have just begun to talk about, the things we want to do as a church, there's no doubt in my mind we can do it. Is there any doubt in your mind? There's no doubt in my mind. We can reach our friends and our neighbors and our family with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Is there any doubt in your mind? There's no doubt in my mind. It's not a matter of can we do it. The only matter is will we do it. That's the matter. And I tell you, from what I've seen so far, we're going to do it. Great attitudes. People wanting to work. People anxious to work. It's not a question of can do. It's a question of will do. And I think we will do it. I have my confidence in everyone who is here. So Paul learned these things in the very difficult circumstances that he was in. Now I want you to look at what Paul says next in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. He says, through. Now the Greek word here is in. The transliteral spelling is en, and it is a preposition. And it denotes position, and by implication, instrumentality. In other words, I can do all things through Jesus Christ. The instrument by which we can do these things is Jesus Christ. I do not depend upon myself. I learned this a long time ago as I started preaching full time. Didn't think about it when I was part time. Full time, then I began to talk about it. Began to think about it. If I had to rely upon my meager mind and abilities to save anyone, the whole world is lost. The whole world is lost. Because just I myself, I'm just incapable. Totally incapable. My confidence is in Jesus Christ. He is the one who does it, not me. I don't have to worry about it. I just do what I'm supposed to do and do the best that I can do. Can other people do better? Of course they can. I just do the best that I can do, working as hard as I can do, and the Lord is going to take care of that. The instrument is Jesus Christ. Let me illustrate this for you. You probably got in a car and came to church today, came to this building today. The instrument by which you got here was the car. That's how you got here. If it, within this analogy, if it were not for the car, you wouldn't have got here today. Because that's how you got here. Without Jesus Christ, I can do nothing. Without Jesus Christ, I am nothing. Without Jesus Christ, I am powerless. But with Jesus, I can do all things. Because it's Jesus that is doing it. It's not me. It's Jesus working through us as we do as He's commanded. It's Jesus working through this church as we do what He has commanded. It's all about Jesus. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens. This word means to receive strength, to be strengthened, to increase in strength. I want to read to you what A.T. Robertson says about this. It is a causative verb to empower, to pour power into one. So I want you to get what is being said here. Imagine yourself as, well, you can look at me up here, and you can think of it sort of like this, that perhaps the Lord just sort of takes my head off and pours power into me and puts it back on. Maybe you want to think about it that way. Perhaps you just see that the Lord is just pouring power into me however it gets there. Just get the analogy that's here. That as we do what the Lord would have us to do, we believe the things the Lord would have us believe. That the Lord is putting the power and the strength into us to do these things. And as long as the Lord is putting this power into us, we can do all things. Turn your Bibles with me to 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 12. 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 12. The same Greek word in a different tense, though, appears in this scripture. 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 12, the first part of this verse. Paul says, I thank Christ Jesus, our Lord, who has strengthened me. In other words, the Lord has put the power in him to do what he's doing, what needs to be done, to endure the things that must be endured. It is the Lord who puts the power within him. And I'm not talking about how that all occurs. I'm not talking about the Word. I'm not talking about prayer and all those things yet this morning. I'm talking about the fact that the Lord gives us the strength. That He gives us the power. And as long as we believe this, as long as we know, as long as we understand, as long as we rely upon the Lord and not ourselves, we can do and believe and say exactly what Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I was at the Y one day and Andrea was doing gymnastics, and the girl who runs the gymnastics program there was having just a terrible day. And she was feeling terrible, and she says, Preacher, give me a verse. Give me a verse that's going to make me feel better. Give me a verse that's going to make me know that everything's going to be okay. And I say, well, how about Philippians chapter 4, verse 13? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Our aim as Christians, turn your Bibles with me to Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3 and verse 8. Our aim as Christians is to know Christ and His power. That is our aim. This is what all of this is about. Philippians chapter 3 and verse 8. More than that, I count all things to be loss in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them but rubbish so that I may gain Christ. And may be found in Him not having a righteousness of my own derived from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which comes from God on the basis of faith. That, what are you going through all of this for? That I may know Him and the power of His resurrection. That power by which Jesus Christ was resurrected from the grave, that I may know Jesus and that power. And the fellowship of His sufferings, being transformed to His death, in order that I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. That's our aim as Christians. To know Christ and His power. And then to say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. This church can do all things through Christ who strengthens it. There are no exclusions. There are no exemptions. There is nothing we cannot do as a church that the Lord would have us to do. There are no obstacles that cannot be overcome if we rely on the power of Jesus Christ, the strength of Jesus Christ, to do these things. That's just about the introduction to this lesson. And I don't know if I'm going to share part two with you or not. But I think for this church at this time, for where we are and where we're going and what's going on, that is a good lesson. Whether we succeed or do not succeed is more about attitude and faith than anything else. Because when we have the right attitude and when we have the faith, we're going to do the things we need to do. We're going to change our schedules. We're going to be talking about that. And you see some really good things that are going on. You see some people doing some things with this church, this congregation. I don't know if everybody knows about it. Not bragging about it. I'm not going around telling anybody about it. But I've stepped in. I've seen some things. And I'm sure you've seen some things that I've not seen either. And you see some things that are going on. You see some changes that are occurring. And you've got to have a great positive attitude. Now, there's going to be some more changes. Saturday morning. What is it? November 5th. Just found out about it today. Young people get together. Young folks, are you going to clear out your schedule on Saturday to meet over at Brother Jerry's house? To be strengthened? To be encouraged? That's going to be a test. We're going to be talking about other things. Lord willing, in just a couple of weeks, we're going to be talking about personal work and personal evangelism. Probably going to need to clear out our schedules just a little bit more to do some of the things many of you have been talking about, already starting to do. This is the test. Are we going to do it? We can do it. There's no doubt about that. There's no question about that. And I believe, or I wouldn't be here, I believe we are. I believe we're going to do it. And it's going to be to the glory of God. not to our glory, not to our praise, but to the praise and glory of God. And personally, I'm enjoying being a part of this, and I'm looking forward to the things that we're going to be doing together as a church. It's going to be great. It's going to be wonderful to be a part of it and to experience the power of God in this church. Well, we're going to extend the gospel invitation also this morning. Number 19. Excuse me. Number 297. Prepare to meet thy God. Strength. More than anything else in the world, when it comes time to face God, I want to have the strength not to be afraid. I want to be strong. I want to be confident in my salvation. I want to be confident in the words which the Lord is going to speak to me. Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of your master. And so I want to have this strength to face the Lord in judgment. I want to be prepared to meet my God. And I know I can do that too because of Christ. If you're not a Christian this morning, Jesus Christ has asked you simply to believe in Him, to repent of your sins. That's just to change your mind, not to do the wrong, but to do the right. And start today doing the right. To confess your faith in Jesus Christ by confessing that He is the Son of God. And to submit to being immersed in water. You then, from that moment today, will be prepared to meet your God with all confidence, with all strength. Perhaps you as a Christian have strayed from the truth, turned your back on God. You do not have the confidence today to meet your God. You do not have the strength. You do not have the power in your life. You do not have the confidence in your life to meet your God. But that can change today by simply returning to the Lord, repenting of your sins and confessing them and praying for them. We'd like to pray for you today. And you too can be prepared to meet your God. We're going to sing 297. If you're subject to the gospel invitation anyway, won't you step to the front now as we stand and as we sing.